In our next set of news stories, what's in a name? A local school causing potential confusion, Norfolk's fastest growing village, and a model railway business doubling in size and clearly on track. A fresh bid for a huge housing development has been lodged for Norfolk's fastest growing village. Halsbury Homes want to build 300 homes and commercial units on land off Wroxham Road in Rackheath, north of the industrial estate. It follows an earlier proposal in 2021, but the firm was forced to scale back its plans following objections from its competitor. Initially, Halsbury Homes wanted to build 350 residential dwellings. Taylor Wimpey, which has plans for thousands of homes next door, objected on the grounds it would jeopardise the area's future development as the number of residential homes overrides the endorsed master plan for the Rackheath development. Halsbury has resubmitted its plans after scaling back the number of homes to 300, 30% of which will be affordable homes, along with 4.47 hectares of commercial units and public green open spaces. But criticism of the development remains over fears the roads will be unable to cope with the extra traffic it will bring.
A model railway company said business has more than doubled in the past 3 years as COVID hobbyists thrust the once niche pastime into the mainstream. Anne Martin, whose family has owned Great Eastern Models on Plumstead Road, Norwich, for more than 36 years, said since lockdown a record number of people have been ditching outdoor hobbies in favour of cosy activities like model building. She said, "When we first heard we'd have to close during lock time, we were very worried that the business would fold. But actually, the combination of people having more time and saving money from staying at home sent our business through the roof. People were even telling us their doctor had recommended that they take it up to help with their mental health, to take their mind off the horrible things happening in the world." And far from the stereotypes about model rail enthusiasts, Ms. Martin said their new customer base expanded far beyond retired blokes making models in their loft.
A picturesque waterside pub has been named one of the best pubs in the UK for camping. The Reedham Ferry Inn has been chosen by The Times for its offer of a welcoming pint at its Back to Nature campsite. The pub can be found on the Reedham Ferry Touring and Camping Park, a 4-acre riverside site in the Norfolk Broads. It is known as a must-visit for keen anglers who can use the private fishing lake nearby or try their luck in the River Yare, which is a 15-minute walk away. As a family-run business, the pub prides itself on friendly customer service and uses fresh local produce to enhance its food. Dishes include fish and chips, pan-fried sea bass with caper sauce, or crispy pork belly with new potatoes, creamy cabbage, and a cider sauce. A ferry service, which has been operating since the 1700s, can also be used to reach the pub.
A row over the name of a new school has taken an extraordinary twist, with the local parish council now saying it shouldn't include the name of the village where it's located. The Inspiration Trust caused uproar earlier this month when it revealed the name of its new primary school as Cringleford Prep School. Critics argued that the name is misleading with the inclusion of the word prep, suggesting it's a fee-paying school when it's a free state school. This week, the local parish council has waded into the dispute, but for a different reason. Instead, wanting the name changed to remove Cringleford. In a letter sent to the Trust, members of the Cringleford Parish Council have argued it could lead to the site being confused with the rapidly growing village's other primary, Cringleford Primary School. When deciding the name of the new primary, which is due to open in September 2024, the Trust asked the community to choose between three different names, all of which contained Cringleford. However, the parish council has instead proposed the school be named Newfound Primary, after the farm being developed to expand the village.
Councillors are working to raise awareness of Postwick Park and Ride reopening on a trial basis next month to ensure that the project doesn't fall flat. The site has been used by buses for 3 years, other than for the month before Christmas last year as a trial, having been converted to a COVID testing site. Now those travelling in and out of the city are being told to make the most of the service again when it reopens for at least 4 months on September the 1st. Ian Mackey, County Councillor for neighbouring Thorpes and Andrews, said, "As with so many things, it's a case of use it or lose it. Bringing this park and ride back into operation after the pandemic has always been the aspiration of the council. One way the council are trying to entice people to use the 552 parking space site is reducing the price of tickets across all park and ride services around the city. From September the 4th, all day travel tickets will cost £3 for adults, £2 for concessions, and 17 to 19 year olds, and £1.50 for children aged 5 to 16, with under fives going free."
A much-loved BBC presenter is to step down after 35 years on our airwaves. Mike Liggins, whose face and voice is recognised across the region, announced on social media that he's leaving the corporation. The Look East presenter, who has made more than 6,000 reports for the show, will be on air until October the 6th. His message on X, as Twitter is now known, read, "After 35 years, I've decided to leave the BBC. Time for a change. But what an adventure. I feel very lucky. I'll be on Look East until October the 6th, and after that, I haven't got a clue. For now, I just want to say thanks to all my colleagues and to you, the viewer follower, Mike." Among those who reacted online to the news was fellow presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, who said she'd cried when he told her, adding, "He's the best of the best, effortlessly funny and completely irreplaceable. Off air, he's also a fantastic colleague and a dear friend."